the actual father and mother of Krishna.
The actual father and mother of Krishna.
Anvavindetam. Enjoy. Krishna. Of Krishna. Udara. Magnanimous. Arbaka Itam. The childhood pastimes he performed. Gayante. Or glorifying. Adyapi.
Even today.
Kavayaha. Great, great sages and saintly persons. Yat.
Which is.
Loka Shamala Apaham. By hearing of which the contamination of the whole material world is vanquished. Some translation. Although Krishna was so pleased with Vasudeva and Devaki that he descended as their son, they could not enjoy Krishna's magnanimous childhood pastimes, which are so great that simply chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of the material world. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, however, enjoy these pastimes fully, and therefore their position is always better than that of Vasudeva and Devaki. So you repeat.
Although Krishna was so pleased
with Vasudeva and Devaki
that he descended as their son,
they could not enjoy Krishna's magnanimous childhood pastimes, which are so great that simply by chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of the material world. Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda, however, enjoy these pastimes fully. And therefore their position is always better than that of Vasudeva and Devaki. Okay, so purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Krishna actually took birth from the womb of Devaki, but just after his birth, he was transferred to the home of Mother Yashoda. Devaki could not even have Krishna suck her breast. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was astonished. How had Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj become so fortunate that they enjoyed the complete childhood pastimes of Krishna, which are still glorified by saintly persons? What had they done in the past by which they were elevated to such an exalted position? So, Pitaral Nanvavinde Tam Krishna Dararvake Tam Yantyadyapi Kafiyo Yaloka Jamalapaham. So, Omagana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Maha. So, of course, we do know that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam and Canto, he states that actually Krishna was born as the son of Yashoda Mai. And there was Vasudeva Krishna. It's interesting. He was born from Vasudeva and Devaki. And this Vasudeva Krishna was brought by Vasudeva through the Jamuna River and the storm and everything like that to Nanda Maharaj's house. And that expansion of Krishna entered into, for lack of a better word, entering into, really can't understand what's happening. But anyway. He is an expansion of Krishna, so he entered into Krishna and Nandana. And so, in one sense, well, I'd say in a higher sense, Krishna was the son of Vishwamayi and Nanda Maharaj. Another point that's mentioned in the Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami, there's this whole discussion of is someone the son of someone because they were born from someone, or is someone the son of someone because they were raised by someone and they were given up by someone else? And then the conclusion is you're actually the son of someone who raises you much more than you were the son of someone who just gave birth to you. I mean, like, let's take the Mahabharata. Let's say, who was Karna the actual son of? You can say, you know, he was the son of Kunti, right? In one sense. But also, he was the son of Radeya. She raised him. So he was always referred to as Radeya. You know, he's the son of Radha. Sorry, Radha, Radeya. Which is a nice name to have for a mother. So, anyway, so this is one point here that Krishna actually, in a real way, we use the word ontological way, was actually the son of Yashodamaya Nanda Maharaj. But outside of Vrindavan, Krishna is the son of Vasudeva Devaki, which is also interesting. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about some interesting statement Prabhupada makes in his translation. The translation is actually a purported translation. That's why no one should ever mess with Prabhupada's translations, because they're actually purported translations. He uses the word, which is interesting, better here. He said, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, however, enjoy these pastimes fully, and therefore their position is always better than that of Vasudeva and Devaki. So let's try to understand that word better. Of course, it doesn't mean that Vasudeva and Devaki are worse. Oftentimes, within the Krishna conscious movement, we think that in order to be better, we have to have the highest rus with Krishna, isn't it? We have to think I'm a gopi. And you're just whatever. You're just a coward boy. I'm much better than you. And, or, I'm a follower of Radharani, and you're a follower of Chandrabali. Which is Radharani's so-called competitor. So, you know, we always, because of our material conceptions, we always try to establish our superiority. And we always think, you know, we're going for the highest. But it doesn't mean that something else is lower. You know, you have this whole conception of the material world is higher and lower. And yes, we understand that Nanda Maharaj and Yashodabai's relationship with Krishna was more complete, more developed, more intimate. I understand the pastimes of Vrindavan, or Krishna in Vrindavan does things he doesn't do outside of Vrindavan, right? Like he plays the flute. In spite of all the Bollywood movies we've seen, Krishna doesn't play his flute outside of Vrindavan. Then as you have these Bollywood movies, you know, where Krishna pulls on his flute. He may even have gopis outside of Vrindavan. But anyway, these Bollywood movies are not accurate. So, you know, we understand that, you know, this is the highest rasa, but we have to be careful not to project a material conception of being the best or being, you know, less than the best or worse or something like that. Every devotee who has his particular relationship with Krishna, regardless of what that relationship, that's the best for that particular individual. And as devotees of Shyamasundara, of course, I don't know if you're all devotees of Shyamasundara, some of you may be Rambhaktas. Just like I'll give you an example. We do a lot of preaching in Fiji. And in Fiji, just about everybody is from Bihar. Bihar is one of the states in India where everyone's peaceful, no killing anyway. That's joking. It's the opposite. That's why there's so much politics. Why Tamal Krishnamar has told me, if you think the prasadam is tasty, wait till you taste the politics in Fiji. So anyway, but in Fiji, they're Ram Bhaktas. They're Ram Mandalis everywhere in Fiji. And, of course, the way they worship Ram is less than desirable. You know, after doing their kata, then what they do is they drink kava. So it's not really following the rules of, kava is like an intoxicating drink, and the men stay awake all night in a stupor. And every religious ceremony you have to have kava. Even I mentioned the other day, one of my disciples was passing away, and his friends brought him kava, said, we want you to enjoy this at the last minute of life. Also, they thought, we should have meat and kava before you pass away. So, that's a downside. But still, they Ram Bhaktas. I mean, they really love Ram. Somehow, they really love Ram. So the Hare Krishnas come into the scene, and they start criticizing. They say, no, Krishna is two Bhagavan Swayam. Ram, not exactly like that. And of course, people obviously get offended by that. And so it's really not the way to preach. You have to respect someone's devotion. I mean, even if they're, it's a sahaja thing, obviously, cheap, whatever it is, because they're not really following rules and regulations. But we encourage people to act or to be devotional. We don't want to disturb people even because if they have material attachments. You engage, even if they're not understanding Ram, but you can engage them. You do engage them in chanting. So what I do when I go there is I tell many stories from the Ramayana. I've read the Valmiki Ramayana several times, and I know all the stories that they don't know. And I use that as a preaching tool to draw them into Krishna consciousness. They say, wow, this Krishna Bhakta knows more. And all the other devotees, they're criticizing me for being a Ram Bhakta. But it's wonderful they're Ram Bhaktas. Vaikuntha, we just look down upon Vaikuntha. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I think, went to Radhakunda, and he was giving a class, basic class. What is it from the Isopanishad, And Prabhupada said he's a Vaikuntha man. That means you're insulting Bhakti Siddhanta. So in other words, and then you have we have to understand this statement better in the context. It's an ecstatic expression of Prabhupada. Like there's one comment he makes in the Bhagavad Gita, we should only meditate on the form of Krishna in Vrindavan, no other form. Now, if you take that literally, just like, don't read the Ramayana and Maharaj. Don't talk about Lord Nrsingadev. Forget it. Take the picture off the altar. You take that literally. Sometimes you really have to understand Prabhupada's statement in terms of his ecstasies here. Now here he is showing us that he's actually a resident of Braj. This statement better, because it's not there in the translation, the word by word translation. It's not there. You don't find it's better. You find, it, indirectly, they didn't enjoy this like that, but the better is not used. So
actually, the whole sentence is
The
whole last sentence of the translation is missing in the Sanskrit.
Therefore, their position is always better, always better. You have this superlative word too. Always better. That's like an absolute word. Usually when we use absolutes, anyway, I'm not saying when we always use absolutes. never say never. It's like usually when we use the word absolutes, it's improper. So Be careful about my logic here. You got a logical teacher here. So their position is always better. So Prabhupada is showing that his devotion, he's showing that he's actually on the platform of Brajavasi, Prabhupada's of Brajavasi, by that one statement. But he's not saying that to denigrate or criticize Vasudeva Devaki. And then we see that Prabhupada himself, he established the worship of Lord Nrsingadeva after Mangal Arati or after Aartis. That's not a traditional Gaudiya Vaishnava. You go to different Gaudiya Vaishnava temples, you will not find the same sort of Aartis going on, except for the Sundar Aarti is the same. You know, the Gaura Aarti is the same. Not really. Sometimes they get into the Radha and Krishna stuff.
They insert all sorts of other phrases into the Gaura Aarti song.
Yeah.
So they sing the Gaura Aarti song very differently.
It's very different.
They don't sing correctly anymore in Krishna's.
Yeah, well, that's not good. But I believe that Srila Bhakti is not the Saraswati Thakur, didn't set it up like that. This is something, because there's Prabhupada set up specifically, let's say, how we do Mangal Arati, which is different than any other Gaudiya Mahā temple. You know, we chant the Guru Vashtaka, isn't it, for Mangal Arati. Then we have the Nrsingadeva prayers, where we're chanting the prayers of the Lord Nrsingadeva. Kesha Bhadrita Narahari Rupa. And then also you have these great devotees, this great devotee, of course, then Jayadeva Goswami, in the midst of his Gita Govinda, which is actually such a high book, that doesn't mean all the books are low, it's such a high book, in the midst of his Gita Govinda, he has this Dasavatar sloka, right? Which means this 10 avatars. Kesavadrita Narai Rupa, Kesavadrita Shukara Rupa, Kesavadrita Haladara Rupa, all these other forms of the Supreme Personality. Recognizing that it's Krishna doing all these things. You know, at the same time, he's glorifying the incarnations of the Lord, or the, let's see, avatars, to be more precise. He's glorifying them, but he's also understanding, he's seeing Krishna doing all these things. He's seeing Nanda, Krishna, doing all these things. So, a devotee enjoys these pastimes, and not only enjoys all the pastimes of the Lord, he sees Krishna doing all these things in his various moods. As Prabhupada said, it's like a man in the office or a man at home. A man in his office acts in a very official capacity. Yes, sir. No, sir. And then at home, his wife doesn't say yes, sir. No, sir. Unless she's just like sarcastic with him. You know, she may even chastise him. Not may, will. Does. On a regular basis. Chastise him. Or correct him. Even Mandodari was correcting Ravan. He said, "Give back Sita Devi." So it's the same person, different relationship. And so let's say you have the pastimes of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Anupama. Anupama, the brother of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And they were trying to convince him to chant Hare Krishna, to be absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. And he was, or is, a Ram Bhakta. And they were not successful. You know, they basically, he stayed up all night long crying because he couldn't give up the devotion to his Ishtadeva, Ram. And they glorified him for that. And Murari Gupta was tested by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they glorified him for that. They didn't say he was lesser or anything like that. So we have to be careful in our dealing with devotees of the Lord. Just like the first offense on chanting the holy name of the Lord is the blessing of the devotees who dedicate their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. And that refers to, in any religion, if someone is dedicated, even to a servant of the Supreme Personality of God, it's dedicated to Jesus Christ, or Muhammad, a servant of the Lord, then we glorify and we appreciate what's going on. So Prabhupada's statement of better is not meant as a denigration of anyone else, or especially Vasudeva and Devaki. It's meant as his own position, establishing his own position. And as far as our own position in Krishna consciousness, you know, our Siddhadeya, which is like 10,000 light years away. Or what do they say? More than that. Because traveling at the speed of the mind, you know, you can't even get there. 10,000 lifetimes from now. Then, whatever it is, but we're servants. You know, we shouldn't, like, think that we're more than we are because we want to be the best. You know, there's this tendency. Of course, I certainly have a tendency. We have so many material tendencies. I mean, when we're just not humble. I'm referring to myself. Sorry, you're all humble. I mean, I was taking my Java walk this morning. You know, I was just a illustration of how I'm not humble. Or I'm materially. I take my Java, I was thinking, oh, I'm absorbed in Krishna's holy names. And then, right across my path, there was a little furry rabbit. And immediately my mind said, oh, how cute. I wish he would come up to me and sit on my lap. And I was thinking, I was so proud, you know, chanting the holy names. I get up early every morning, you know, do my exercise. And here I am. You know, Bart Maharaj the second. You know, what? What's happening? So, you know, we have to be introspective enough. I mean, not only in dealing with like whatever level people are at in devotional service, you know, Vaikuntha, he's only going to Vaikuntha, he's an honored reverence man, an honored reverence girl, you know, whatever. But just know, you know, Hare Krishna, how elevated we are. We want to pick up a rabbit and kiss it. Yeah. Isn't that the one? I think most of us would have that response when we saw a little rabbit, isn't it? A bunny rabbit. Of course, that's probably a curse I have because of, I tease someone for having a rabbit when I stayed over at their house. But it's like that, you know. Or even walking around Govardhan, we see a baby monkey, and I think, how cute! Of course, I'm intelligent enough not to pick it up because I know the mother wouldn't appreciate that. So really, we should be humble enough to identify, hey, you know, oh, Gopinath, you know, I'm a materialistic rascal. You know, this is important, you know, because Chanadabhisani Chanatharodhitasishana Manina Anadena Kirtaniyasana Hari. Until we actually understand our position and don't think that we're on a very high level. I mean, speaking about myself, not about all of you. I'm not criticizing the great Vaishnavas like all of you. Then, I don't know, we're not going to really get attached to the holy names to be able to chant the holy names. But we can appreciate Prabhupada's statement here better in the right context. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to speak about right now. It's interesting how Prabhupada adds things to the translation and illustrates Prabhupada's position, and we have to understand things in the proper context. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Yeah. In the purport, Prabhupada says that Devaki didn't even give her breast milk to Krishna.
Didn't get, yeah, she did later on.
But in, of course, Prabhupada didn't translate past the 13th chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Canto, but in Krishna book.
She does, later
in
on.
In Krishna book, when he talks about the returning the six dead sons of Devaki, it says that because they drank Devaki's breast milk, which drunk by Krishna.
They were drunk by Krishna, they got liberated.
They got liberated.
Yeah.
So, your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that. That's interesting. I was actually thinking about that too, because actually Krishna did drink her breast milk. I think it's just probably ecstatic statements here, that Krishna, he didn't see, that she didn't see his childhood pastimes. It's hard to understand this statement, She didn't see his childhood pastimes, and then Prabhupada was extrapolating that, she didn't get a chance, he didn't get a chance to suck her breast, but actually later on it's described that how he did, yes.
So intense. Than anyone else, is that it was from her that he really.
Yeah. Of course, here it says that this sounds like could not even have Krishna suck her breast.
It sounds like another absolute.
It's an absolute. It's really like an absolute that could not even. It's like an absolute statement. Because that's like indirectly says not even once. So. Anyway, it's one of these great mysteries. Yes?
You were talking about him.
Interesting how you...
You were talking about him, and I was thinking that that's something that cannot be, that it cannot be a put-on. It has to be an actual, real humanity in your heart.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm pretending I'm so humble or I think I'm so humble.
Yeah.
A person is humble, but, or not humble at all. But I was thinking, what our background is, we happen to appear in Kaliyu. We don't come from Kaliyu.
Yeah.
So the fact that we think, oh, I know so much, or I need so much information, or have so much power, it's completely preposterous, considering our background.
Yeah. Of course, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, a dog can swim in an ocean, a blind man can see, like, etc. Or a layman can walk. So, we have devotees who are realized, not me, I'm just realizing a rabbit, But what the point I was making is that we should actually understand when we get attracted, because it's also important, apart from humility, to understand that certain attractions we have are Maya and to control them, to use the intelligence to identify them. Apart from it making us humble, it should be an impetus for us to control our mind, which is what I did when I saw the rabbit and I wanted to pick it up. And I said, how cute, ran under the car. I said, come here, stop chanting Hare Krishna. I stopped chanting Hare Krishna, come here, I want to pick you up. So, then immediately in my mind I thought, oh my God. The reason I'm talking about it is, oh my God, is because I'm showing you how a devotee should think. Oh my God, this is not good for my spiritual life that I'm thinking like this. And then I began to chant more seriously. So it was an impetus to chant more seriously. And also, another point I'm making by talking about my own Maya is it's showing how we actually have to be honest with others and vulnerable. We don't want to posit ourselves on a higher position than we are. at. And it's really dangerous. And of course, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one of the causes of anarthas is the byproducts of bhakti. That means you get so much appreciation, you know, people say so many nice, you think so much, you think you're so good, you're chanting nice japa. You have to be able to like deal with those byproducts of bhakti, with the anarthas when they come up, because that's definitely an anartha. And if I think I'm advanced, then I'm not able to deal with that anartha, and that anartha will ultimately overcome me, like it did with Bhartmaharaj. Bhartmaharaj was on the platform of Bhava. You know, that's really high. You know, I'm on the platform of Bhava Rogue. You know what Bhava Rogue means?
No.
Bhava Rogue means diseased emotions, like in the material world. So, I don't know, you know, it's just good to be honest about, you know, whenever you experience some maya. Maybe not talk about it in class. but it's good to be honest. I mean, I feel when I talk about or I mention to others, you know, something that happens like that, it makes me feel good because it just helps me in my devotional service. Rather than just saying, you know, I understand this, I understand the gopis, you know, I'm a servant of Radharani, I must be a Manjari gopi. I just, you know, just be honest about yourself. Okay. So today we're going to the pet store.
We'll go to the pet store.
Yeah, my sincere disciples have heard this class.